Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Well, do you know what makes these stories like 10,000 times more awesome? Oh yes, sharing with friends. Well, I want you to think of two friends right now that you can share this story with and have your parents text them the link to this story and you guys can listen to it together. Well, friends, I have a story here from Charlie. This is going to be amazingly epic. Let's go! It was another rainy day on the island of Madagascar as Charlie the chameleon was walking around, not knowing what to do.
Hey, Letty, want to play a game of hide and seek with me?
I don't know. You are the best at hide and seek because you can actually change color and make yourself almost invisible. I don't really like playing hide and seek with you because you always win. How about we play tag?
Well, then it does sound like a fun idea. You're like 10,000 times faster than me and you always win in tag. What are we going to do, Letty? It's a rainy day. Another rainy day on Madagascar, and I don't know what to do.
Charlie and Lenny were in quite the predicament. They were looking for something to do, but they didn't have any good ideas yet. Have you ever been with friends and you're not exactly sure what to do, or you can't agree on what to do? Well, sometimes the best thing to do in those situations is to come up with something new to do. And that's exactly what Lenny and Charlie are about to do.
Hey, Charlie. You see that island way over there?
Yes. Yes, I do. I've never been over there because there's an ocean in between us and I don't know how to swim, said Charlie the chameleon.
Yeah, well, I heard one time that some of my friends then made a raft. A raft out of trees and branches and wood, and then they floated underwater. What do you think about that?
I think your brain is full of some wild imaginations that cannot be possibly true. But it is a rainy day, and I don't know what else to do.
So, I'll start getting the branches. I'll be right back.
Lenny the lemur, he was very excited about building this raft. His friend Charlie the chameleon, you know, I don't think he knew what a raft was. So he was a little hesitant to get excited about this because he didn't think it would actually happen. But if you know anything about lemurs, they're very jumpy and very fast. And Lenny got to work very fast.
This is gonna be the best raft in the whole wide world. We're gonna go sailing across the blue ocean all the way to that unexplored island, and we're gonna find buried treasure!
What is buried treasure? You keep talking about things that I've never heard of in my entire life before, said Charlie.
You don't know what buried treasure is? Holy moly, I can't wait for you to find buried treasure with me. It's gonna be the best day ever,
said Lenny. Lenny started working on this raft, and Charlie the chameleon more just sat on this branch and watched Lenny work. Chameleons aren't very good at building things because their fingers are just kind of built differently. It only took Lenny about 2 hours to build this raft. You know, remember, these two critters are pretty small, so they don't need a very large raft. This is not as big of a raft as you or I might need. But it fit Lenny the lemur and Charlie the chameleon.
Are you sure about this, Lenny? I don't think this is gonna float on the water. This thing is so heavy. There's no way.
Yeah. Oh no, that totally works. I promise. Just sit there, and I'm gonna push it in the water, and it's gonna float. Just watch.
Lenny was very excited to show Charlie that this raft would actually float. Charlie the chameleon held on very tight onto this raft with all of his hands. And his tail was even wrapped around one of the sticks on the raft.
Here we go!
Lenny took a running start and pushed the raft right into the water.
Careful, Lenny! That was a little too fast. We're gonna... Wait a second. We're not thinking. How is this possible? How'd you do this, Lenny? This is awesome.
Woohoo! To the Treasure Island we go!
Lenny threw on a hat that he had made for himself and his friend Charlie. These hats were pretty cool. They were made out of very large leaves. Well, not very large. They had small heads. But these hats were perfect for the sailing buddies. As they sailed across the blue ocean, they almost felt like pirates. Thankfully, the wind blew them straight across very quickly. And it wasn't long before they crashed onto this new deserted island.
Charlie, you're probably going to want to hold on to something. We're about to crash.
Their raft came in very fast onto the beach, crashing into the sand, sending Lenny the lemur and Charlie the chameleon flying in. With a face full of sand, they both lifted their heads out of the beach.
Lenny, are you okay? My head's a little dizzy. My eyes are spitting. Did we make it? Are we alive?
Asked Charlie.
Yes, we're here. Oh, boy. I can't believe that actually worked. I made a raft and it sailed across the ocean. We did it, Charlie!
Said Lenny as he jumped around, spinning in circles even. He was so happy and excited to have made it all the way to this new island. The rest of the day, Lenny the lemur and Charlie the chameleon spent building their new home on their new island. And they would even soon find a big X on the beach. An X that would lead them to a most amazing treasure. But that is a story for another time. So just remember, if you have a rainy day and you're not sure what to do with your friends, do something new. Maybe even make a raft and sail across the ocean to a new treasure island. The end. Great job! You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts! I want to say hey to Jasper from California, Ava from New Zealand, Sully from Maryland, Alyosha from Oregon, River from Indiana, Cooper and Charlie from British Columbia, Dexter from the UK, Sesame from Brooklyn, and Kian from Washington. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!